Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick, and you have found the Radio Thrift Shop. Now, the Radio Thrift Shop is homemade and homegrown radio. From a DJ who doesn't know the rules and can barely announce anyway. Yep, I admit it. We dig into my musical themes and musical archives here at the Thrift Shop. We listen to 45s, 33s, LPs, scratchy 78s, even cassettes and compact discs. Checking out rock and pop, jazz, exotica, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bands, library, easy listening, and just about everything else that I can dig out of the crates. Hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the hour. Thank you for joining me on this musical journey. About a song writing itself. I think I've heard those lyrics somewhere before. That was the 21st Century Sound with First Day from a 45 released back in 1970. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. I am the proprietor of the Radio Thrift Shop. And as I'm recording this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, it's absolutely gorgeous outside, sunny and 60 degrees. Mid-March, and spring is coming. So I thought it might be fun to play some songs related to gardening and trees. Get your spade out, and let's go dig into some dirt here at the Radio Thrift Shop.
short room navigating on the stop. You can't know where we're going, cause you don't know where we are. Don't you think that I don't know how to tell the time? Can't you see that you can't tell me something that is mine? Talking, I'm sure there's nothing said. Your book is lying open and I don't think much is read. A dog is outside barking, something he can't see. The garden gate is closing. The
James Gang with Tend My Garden Gate. Before that, well-known tune, R.E.M., Gardening at Night. We started off with Fit and Limo and Working in My Garden. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, and I'm working on the airwaves here at the Radio Thrift Shop. We'll be back with more garden music and flower music right after this.
This is Bird Note. The avian world is full of mimicry artists. Stellar's jays, blue-gray gnatcatchers, and European starlings can all imitate the calls of other species of birds. But northern mockingbirds have taken mimicry to a whole new level. Sure, they can mimic other birds, but their repertoire includes more than just bird standards. Mockingbirds can mimic frogs and toads. The mockingbird imitates the calls of not one or two, but 12 species of amphibians found in North America. The mimicry is so good, it's hard to tell frog from bird. Here's the call of a Cope's gray tree frog. Now compare it to the mockingbird's attempt at copying it. Tree frog? Mockingbird. So, how does this mimicry benefit the bird? That remains something of a mystery, but scientists think that the females might find it attractive. With such extensive knowledge of the great American songbird book, mockingbirds really are the crooners, or croakers, of the bird world. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Today's show brought to you by the Bobolink Foundation.
It's Woolworth's Stereo Spectacular 71, a fantastic once-a-year sale of albums, LPs, tapes, everything in stereo, unbelievably low priced. Woolworth's Stereo Spectacular has top stereo LPs, the biggest hits just off the charts for only $1.57. Famous labels, favorite stars, Herb Alpert, Petula Clark, The Association, Canned Heat, many more for only $1.57. And another fabulous group of LPs on sale for just 87 cents. Jack Jones, The Beach Boys, Guess Who, and more. And for children, the original cast album of Sesame Street, only 87 cents. Woolworth Stereo Spectacular has big savings on 8-track stereo cartridges. Dionne Warwick, Lou Rawls, Glenn Campbell, Blind Faith, many more for only $2.99. Supplies are limited, so hurry over and save during Woolworth Stereo Spectacular 71.
Thank you for shopping, Woolworth. It's the fun place to shop.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, homemade and homegrown radio from DJ Frederick, spinning tunes on AM, FM, and shortwave since 1975.
Lovely time with my mingling baby. And then in the springtime, remember I stashed away bottles of dandelion wine. A day in the orchards, lazy day bowers, we chained lost flowers. We picked strawberries, ate even the green parts, lost in an orchard. Spoke flowing rhymes, climbed trees, eating apples. Soon we were lost, had lost all our flower chains. We brought our bottles in a basket with flowers collected from the day before.
Gowan Ring with Dandelion Wine. Before that, Entertainers 4 with My Garden of Eden. And we started off with 10,000 Maniacs and Wildwood Flowers from 1989. This is DJ Frederick. You've stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop, homegrown and homemade music for the rest of us. It's never the same program twice. But if you want to revisit it, it's archived on radioforall.net. That's radio, the number for all.net.
Exploring science in the sea. In the darkness of the deep ocean, the faintest glimmer of light can mean the difference between life and death. It can scare away prey or draw in predators. So remaining completely dark can help a deep-sea fish catch a meal or avoid getting caught. A recent study found some fish that have a big advantage in that area. Their skin is almost completely black. It reflects no more than 0.5% of the light that strikes it. That makes the fish much darker than charcoal and among the darkest living organisms on the planet. Researchers collected fish from depths of up to 6,500 feet during cruises in the Gulf of Mexico and Monterey Bay in California. They found 16 species that they described as ultra black. Most of them are medium-sized, suggesting they need to be especially careful to attract prey and avoid predators. And a few use light-producing lures to pull in prey, so dark skin eliminates any reflections that might give them away. The scientists used electron microscopes to study the structure of the skin of these fish, and they used computer models to understand how the light behaves once it hits the skin. They found that small organs like those in our own skin contain a high level of black pigment, and the organs are shaped in such a way that the light they don't absorb is reflected into the surrounding skin, where it can be absorbed by the other organs. The combination makes these ultra-black fish almost impossible to see in the deep ocean. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
And thank you, Holly. I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Let's continue now with another set of music that is themed around flowers and gardens. This is Spinal Tap.
Listen to what the flower people say. Listen, it's getting louder every day. Listen, it's like a bolt out of the blue. Listen, it could be calling now for you.
Unselfishly.
The 23rd turnoff, flowers are flowering, and indeed they are. It's a gorgeous day as I record this program. Before that, we heard Moores Park Intersection with I Think I'll Go Find Me a Flower. Love that title. That's a great 45. And we started off with Spinal Tap, Listen to the Flower People. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Flower Shop. The Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. I think that wraps us up for the flower garden theme, tree theme, although I didn't really play any tree songs. But we'll be back with some freeform tunes right after this. Who's this we?
Do you know what 4-H is all about?
No, I don't believe I do.
Do you know what 4-H is all about?
No, I sure don't.
If you don't know what 4-H is all about, you better ask someone who does know. That shouldn't be hard. There are over 5 million kids in the 4-H today. Kids in big cities and small towns. Kids who live on farms and kids who have never seen a farm. Ask one of them what 4-H is all about. They'll tell you.
We can make it happen. We can set it straight. We can make it better. 4-H, 4-H. We can make it happen. We can make it work. We can get things going. 4-H, 4-H.
Rain. was leaving. It found me grieving, living on my own, thinking of you, thinking of you. In the sand by Rainbow River, my love did shiver, till the fire and I wander again, want you again, and I need.
Sure if I can take the snow. In mid-December, I can't help but wonder, how will I ever last till the coldness goes? Baby, I miss you all through the day.
Brewer and Shipley with Indian Summer from 1975. Before that, Mark and Suzanne Farmer, their cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. This is DJ Frederick. I'm always dreaming of radio here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Let's dig back into the crates.
Thank you.
Canadian genius Mo Cosman with Dave Brubeck's Take Five, and before that, of course, the Beatles' Norwegian Wood. All right, this is DJ Frederick. It's time to wrap it up. Gonna close the Radio Thrift Shop for today, but I'll be back next time with more music digging from the crates of the past century of recorded sound.